This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 161. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend some time, at a minimum weekly, talking with you about some element of life, the universe, and everything. And clearly in the United States these days, we live in times that are pretty heated, don't we? So many of our friends and we disagree with one another. That part is no problem whatsoever. The problem is all the hysteria that's coming with it, all the attacks that come with it, all the snark that comes with it, on the defense of the position that we ourselves are right. Dr. King had a wonderful quote. "We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." Wow, is that a quote for our times? I'll just simply say, whether you agree with the president or not, and I'm not a big fan of the guy, but I'm not a hater. I try and listen to what he says, and I try and listen to what other people say. Maybe there's something we can learn from one another that could benefit each other, that could benefit us and keep the fires contained instead of having them rage out of control. My friend Ron has been giving service to an organization we're both involved with and had decided to step back for a variety of reasons I'll leave to him. And he sent out an email to a number of us today encouraging us to continue forward. And there's a section with 9 points that he wants to encourage us to do that I thought I would share with you. Make it your personal goal to see, honor, and hear each person's point of view. Together, the we of you will navigate a powerful course for the well-being of future generations. Build upon one another. Yes, and we could think emotional maturity. Build positive energy. Negative energy and negativity are distractions. Expedience can be a blessing or a curse. Ask Boeing. That was his one joke in all of this. And it's not a joke when you think about it. Rapid reactions, responses, decisions often miss the intended target. Build upon and strengthen each other and the foundation. Be an example of that wise elder you and I both know resides in your heart. Younger people are watching and learning from your example. Love one another and have fun. Folks, this is a blessing not just for me, but for all of you. Every person who we come into contact with, if we can just remember one of these encouragements from Ron, the world and our lives will be so much better. People give up on their dreams prematurely. And it's so sad when that happens. It feels as though there's a death that's occurred, that someone has just conceded to the events. Like, I was listening to the founder of Bonobos doing a podcast interview, and he spoke about a time in his life where it was real close to him giving up on the idea. And all he kept doing, and this is my way of interpreting it, is just pay the bills, keep moving forward, keep trying, because the dream will die when I give up. And he didn't want this dream to die. Don't let yours die. Keep moving forward. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show, just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing that I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Time for the entrepreneur.